I was in the store on Friday and somebody came up to me and said, "Well, I saw your Pope on television this morning." Well, I hope you have had the opportunity to see our Pope on television over the past few days. I've been watching TV a lot more than I usually do this past week. I hope you have been able to see the historic canonization of Saint Junipero Serra this past Wednesday. Junipero Serra, who started the state of California and was the first canonization on United States soil. I hope you saw on Thursday the Pope's address to Congress and the Supreme Court, the first ever address by a pope to a joint session of Congress and the Supreme Court. Perhaps you saw the Pope's address to the United Nations. This is the fifth time that a pope has addressed the United Nations. Maybe you saw his mass at Madison Square Garden on Friday evening. Now you know the Pope is in Philadelphia, in that city of brotherly love, for 2 days for the World Meeting for Families. And last night's the Pope's spontaneous address was absolutely stunning. I'm going to talk about that in a whole nother homily for another time. It was really great last night. But what I'd like to talk about today was his homily yesterday morning for a really small group of people, for just 2,000 people, at the 150-year-old Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. I don't know if you listened to the Pope's homily yesterday. It was a very short homily. It's 2 pages, single-spaced, really short homily. And he talked about St. Catherine Drexel. Do you know who St. Catherine Drexel is? It was very clever of the Pope to do this. She is the only canonized saint so far to have been born a citizen of the United States of America. And where was she born? Philadelphia. On November the 26th, 1858. Incidentally, the very same year that what? Minnesota became a state. The very same year that what? St. Felix Parish was founded in a town called Wabasha, Minnesota. That's when St. Catherine Drexel was born, 1858 in Philadelphia. And the Pope yesterday, just in a very simple childlike sermon, told about St. Catherine Drexel in January of 1887, when Catherine Drexel and her two sisters, Elizabeth and Louise, set sail for Europe and got to have a private audience with the Pope, who at that time was Pope Leo XIII. And in that audience with Pope Leo XIII, Catherine Drexel asked Pope Leo XIII to send some missionaries to the United States of America to help her with this wonderful mission she was doing with Native Americans and African Americans. She was using her father's huge, huge inheritance to help to educate African Americans and Native Americans. And Pope Francis told the story yesterday in his homily that Pope Leo XIII told St. Catherine Drexel, "What about you? What are you going to do?" And Pope Francis yesterday in his homily said that those words, "What about you? What are you going to do?" He said that changed St. Catherine Drexel's life. They came home back here to the States. And, well, the Philadelphia Public Ledger reports what happened next. In a banner headline, it said, "Miss Drexel enters Catholic convent, ; gives up $7 million. Yep, that's what St. Catherine Drexel did. She came back to the States. She gave up her share of her father's inheritance, which was at that time $7 million. and she became a nun. She entered the Sisters of Mercy convent in Pittsburgh, and then later on, with a few of her friends, she would go on to found a religious community, a new religious group of sisters called the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament in Bensalem, Pennsylvania. Maybe you've been there to St. Catherine Drexel's shrine, to her tomb where she's buried. That was the mother house. And from there, her Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament founded convents all over this country promoting devotion to the Blessed Sacrament and promoting social equality among poor minorities, especially to, you guessed it, to African Americans and Native Americans. She wanted them to have a good quality education. All because a pope asked her, "What about you? What are you going to do?" I think that's really a beautiful question, especially during this year of consecrated life. You know that Pope Francis has established this year of consecrated life. We've been talking about it from time to time throughout this year, about nuns and religious sisters, monks and brothers, and priests who take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. What a good question for our young people during this year of consecrated life. What about you? What are you going to do? Maybe God's calling you to become a religious sister or a monk or a brother or a priest. I know in the past month of three young women personally from our part of the world that have entered convents this year, in this year of consecrated religious life. What about you? What are you going to do? Maybe it's to become a sister like St. Catherine Drexel. But interestingly enough, that wasn't the point of the Pope's sermon, if you saw it, was it? The point of his sermon, fascinatingly enough, was about lay people. Lay faithful men and women. He says that the future of the church in our rapidly changing society will call for a much active engagement on the part of the laity, on the lay faithful men and women. He said, my favorite line of the whole sermon was, he said, one of the greatest challenges facing the church in this generation is to foster in all of the faithful a sense of personal responsibility for the church's mission. Isn't that beautiful? Personal responsibility for the church's mission. So said in just real common language, it means we each have to own it. We each have to own the church's mission for spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. It can't be left up to a bunch of priests and nuns. It can't be left up next to the other guy sitting in the pew next to us. The Pope says all of us have a personal responsibility for the church's mission. He said, beautifully, he says, every Christian man and woman, by virtue of baptism, have received a mission. Each one of us has to respond as best we can to the Lord's call to build up his body, the church. Beautiful homily yesterday. Every one of us has received a mission to build up his body, the church. It can't be left for somebody else. And so the Pope, over and over in that short homily yesterday in Philadelphia at the Cathedral Basilica, said, "What about you? What are you going to do?" Maybe it's just giving a cup of cold water to one of our brothers and sisters most in need. Maybe it's just as simply as generously sharing your wealth with the poor. And if you have people working for you, as the second reading says, to pay them an honest wage. Maybe it's going out to the peripheries, as Pope Francis over and over in every talk that he gives, he says, go out to the peripheries, to the highways and the byways, like St. Catherine Drexel. What about you? What are you going to do? Hopefully you'll make a firm commitment, as the gospel says, not to give scandal to anyone and to lead others into sin, especially little children. Hopefully it will be to cut out anything in your life that is not of Jesus. Persons, places, or things that cause you to sin. Jesus says, cut them out of your life. The Pope is speaking to each one of us really personally, as a father, as a grandfather. He says, each one of us has to respond as best we can to the Lord's call to build up his body, the church. What about you? What are you going to do?